الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذ تأذن ربكم لئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم ولئن كفرتم إن عذابي لشديد صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عجبا لأمر المؤمن إن أمره كله له خير وليس ذلك لأحد إلا لمؤمن إن أصابته سراء شكر فكان خيرا له وإن أصابته ضراء صبر فكان خيرا له أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected ulama kiram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, those who have some munasabat with the Arabic language would have already discerned from the hadith which I mentioned in the beginning and the verse of the Quran that we find throughout the Quran there are two qualities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has inextricably linked. And you can never be a kamil mu'min, nor can you have acquired the jewel of this month of Ramadan, the goal and the objective outlined for us in the Quran, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, that you become muttaqi, for taqwa, for iman kamil, for true connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are two qualities that are inextricably linked. One is sabr and the other is shukr. This month of Ramadan, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, huwa shahru sabr. It is the month of sabr, the straining, perseverance, going against our nafs, going against temptations, abstaining from that which angers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So ulama say the philosophy of this month of taqwa, of this great opportunity which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us, the philosophy of it is sabr, to develop that quality within ourselves. And then like I said, in the Quran, sabr and shukr are inextricably linked. So the next verse, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ وَلِتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةَ وَلِتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةَ وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Ramadan has passed, Eid has come. Allah gave you the month of sabr and taqwa. Now this Mubarak occasion has come. Quran outlines it for us. وَلِتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةِ, complete the count of the fast of Ramadan, whether it is 29 or whether it is 30, depending on moon sighting. وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ, the takbir of the day of Eid. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illa Allahu, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. What is this? The Kibriyai of Allah, the Jalal of Allah, the Azmat of Allah, the greatness of Allah, and the praising of Allah, وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدِ. This is in sum total, in reality, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, so that you make the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hadith I mentioned in the beginning, look at the beautiful manner our Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sums this issue up for us, gives us the essence of it by way of an expression. He says, Ajaban, how astonishing, how pleasing are the affairs of a believer. وَلَيْسَ ذَلِكَ لِأَخَدْ إِلَّا لِمُؤْمِنِ. Allah has not reserved this honor or this beauty for anyone else besides a believer. Look at this balance, like two wings of a bird, for it to fly to Allah, for it to find taqwa, for it to connect with Allah, for it to bring, for us to bring our lives on balance. In this world, this is a cauldron. On the one side, tests and tribulations. On the other side, moments of joy and happiness. We have to keep the balance, preserve our iman, preserve our connection with Allah in every situation and circumstance. So how beautifully my master sallallahu alaihi wasallam puts it, in asabatu sarra'u, when good conditions come, things that make you happy, what are you required to do? Primarily understand, every goodness is from Allah. Show Allah your gratitude. Show your thanks, express your gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The great sage of Islam, Imam Hassan Basri rahimahullah, puts it beautifully, succinctly. He says, from your heart, if you will acknowledge with absolute conviction the blessing and favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then on your tongue, from your heart, you will articulate the shukr and the gratitude of Allah. He says, barely will you finish this, and already Allah will increase His ni'mat upon you. In asabatu sarra'u shakara, fakana khayran lahu, wa in asabatu darra'u sabara, fakana khayran lahu. And as is the reality of life, every one of us, it's a different matter that we are trying to make a paradise out of this dunya. Allah has not made this world for Jannat. Jannat is in the Akhirat. In this world, you will be tested. Hardship will come. Sickness will come. Your near and beloved ones will die in front of you. Financial difficulties, that is the system of this world. How beautifully, in another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam put this for us. مَا يَزَالُ الْبَلَاءُ بِالْمُؤْمِنِ فِي نَفْسِهِ وَوَلَدِهِ وَمَالِهِ. He said, it is the system of this world. We ask Allah for afiyat. We ask Allah for ease. By nature, we find it difficult to bear hardship and difficulty. So we beg from Allah, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Oh Allah, give us goodness in the world. Give us goodness in the hereafter. Save us from the chastisement of the hereafter. We ask for this, but adversity will come. Look at the psychology of it. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explains. He says, bala will come, test will come, so far as your life is concerned, so far as your wealth is concerned, so far as your family is concerned. And why is Allah doing this? Hatta yalqa Allah wa ma alayhi khatiya, because this is Allah's washing machine, so that by the time you meet Allah, not a single sin remains upon you. For a mu'min only. This is why my Nabi said, Ajaba, it astonishes, it pleases, it surprises me. On a lighter note, this connection between sabr and shukr. The great linguistic Imam of Islam, Allama Ismail rahimahullah, his service to etymology and to breaking down the deeper meanings of the words of the Quran, unparalleled. But like I said, on a lighter note, Allah made him such, he wasn't easy on the eye, not eye candy. You want to use a harsh term, maybe call him ugly. One day, but his Naseeb, he had a very beautiful wife. One day she's looking at the mirror and she's looking at him, and then she forms a conclusion. She says, do you realize that both of us are Jannati? He says, what makes you arrive at that conclusion? She says, every time you look at me, you make the shukr of Allah. Every time I look at you, I make sabr. So you will get a jannat of shukr and I will get a jannat of sabr. Nevertheless, if there is a problem, any difficulty that is facing us today, my respected brothers, this day of Eid, what is the psychology of this day of Eid? What is the requirement, dictate and demand towards each and every one of us? Without a doubt, it is a day of happiness. يوم فرح وسرور. And Allah Ta'ala loves us when to show our happiness, to show our joy. This is Allah's ni'mat. This is Allah's bounty and favor upon us. Quran has highlighted it for us. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Make shukr to Allah. Be grateful to Allah. How many ni'mat? How many bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every second are raining down upon us? We can't even count it. Quran addresses this issue. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْسُوهَا. This entire verse is a paradox if we break it down. When you count, you don't count one thing. You count more than one. Yet Allah says, if you have to start counting, not in ni'amillah or an'amillah, plural. Quran doesn't bring plural. Allah says, ni'mat Allah. One ni'mat of my Allah. One bounty of my Allah, if you have to start counting. How can you count one bounty? I am breathing in and out. On average, you breathe in and out 20,000 times a day. This human being is breathing in 20,000 times a day. Subconsciously, we don't even realize it. How many balances and counterbalances have to be in place for this respiratory process to occur? I'm not going into a biology lesson now. But consider, you don't have to take my word for it. One day actually count. But don't just count and waste your time. Say subhanallah each time. There's two ni'mat in this. Breathing in 20,000 times, that's one ni'mat. Breathing out another 20,000 times, that's another ni'mat. Are any one of us 40,000 times a day thanking Allah? This heart, from the time the ruh was blown into your body, 120 days in the womb of your mother, that life came. The heart started beating before that. Your eyes need rest. Ears need rest. Every other limb in the body needs rest. There is a shut off time. There is a relaxation time. Yet this heart is beating. Beating. How many times a day? Is it beating on my or your instruction? Is there a time that we can address this heart, stop beating? Whether you are lying down, whether you are walking, whether you are talking, this muscle is working continuously. 70 times a minute, 100,600 times a day on average, 36.8 million times a year, this heart is beating. Are we thanking Allah? Are we showing our gratitude to our Allah? This heart is completely in the control of Allah. Let it stop beating for 1 minute and what happens? Cardiac arrest, looking for this machine, that machine. Total panic. How many ni'mat of Allah? How many bounties of Allah? Those are physical bounties. What about the spiritual bounties? What about this month of Ramadan that Allah gave you and I? In it Allah took our names out of the list of the Jahannamis. In it Allah opened Jannat, shut up Jahannam. Allah tied the shayateen. Allah commanded His malaika, say Ameen to the du'as of the Ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah gave us the sweetness of the Quran in Taraweeh. Allah gave us the sweetness of Tahajjud Salah in Ramadan, where every one of us inadvertently at some time would have shed those hot tears in the dead of night. to the outward observer, you would be suffering in sorrow, in grief, sobbing and crying. But at that time, in your heart, Allah would have put the ecstasy that can only be equated to the ecstasy of Jannat, where Ibrahim bin Adam said, لَذَّةُ الْمُنَاجَاتِ لَيْسَتْ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا إِنَّمَا هِيَ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ أَظْهَرَهَا اللَّهُ تَعَالَى لِأَوْلِيَائِهِ فِي الدُّنْيَا. The lazzat and the ecstasy of connecting with Allah, like you and I did in Ramadan. He said, it is not from this dunya, it is from Jannat. Allah sends it down to whom He wants in this world. Allah gave us such an opportunity. One hand, Man Sama Ramadan, Imanan wa Ihtisaba, Ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. Man Qama Ramadan, Imanan wa Ihtisaba, Ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. Man Qama Laylatul Qadr, Imanan wa Ihtisaba, Ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. Three hadiths, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the one who fasted in Ramadan with Iman and Ihtisab, Allah has forgiven all his sins. The one who stood in Salah in Ramadan, Taraweeh Salah, with Iman and Ihtisab, Allah has forgiven all his sins. And accolade on top of that, Khairum min alfi shahar, better than 1,000 months, one night Allah gave us. My Nabi said, the one who made ibadat on that night, Ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. How many ni'mats? How many bounties of my Allah? How many favors of my Allah? Each one of us, Eidul Fitr, we call it Yawmul Shukr. Not just Yawmul Eid. Yawmul Shukr. The day to express our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah speaks of shukr in the Quran. Time constraints we have. One or two verses I'm going to touch on. Allah says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَاشْكُرُونِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَاشْكُرُونِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. May Allah says, remember me, I will remember you. Make my shukr. Make my shukr and don't be ungrateful. Don't be ungrateful. Look at the verse, look at the commentary the Mufassireen have made of this verse. فَذْكُرُونِي بِالطَّاعَ أَذْكُرْكُمْ بِالْعَطَى. Allah says, remember me, make my shukr by being obedient to me. And I will remember you by raining down sawab and reward upon you. More than you can imagine. فَاذْكُرُونِي فِي الرَّخَى أَذْكُرْكُمْ فِي الشَّدَائِدِ. Allah says, remember me in the good times. Remember me when you are in happiness and ease. And in your times of difficulty and hardship, I, your Allah, will remember you. فَاذْكُرُونِي بِالدُّعَى أَذْكُرْكُمْ بِالْإِجَابَةِ. Remember me by turning in dua to me. Beg from Allah. Ask from Allah. إِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَسَأَلِ اللَّهِ وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. My Nabi told Ubay bin Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, there is one surah in the Quran. Allah has not revealed any such surah, not in the Torah, not in the Zabur, and not in the Injil, and not in the entire Quran also is there a surah like this surah. Surah Fatiha, and the nature and essence of Surah Fatiha, Iyaka na'bud wa Iyaka nasta'in. O Allah, only you we worship and only you we ask for help. So when you ask from Allah. When you seek help from Allah. فَاذْكُرُونِي بِالدُّعَى أَذْكُرْكُمْ بِالْإِجَابَةِ. My Allah says, remember me in asking and begging from me, and I will remember you in responding and accepting your du'as. One more astonishing commentary of this, Ulama Ikram give. فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. Remember me, I will remember you. Does Allah forget us? مَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيَّا لَا يَدِلُّ رَبِّي وَلَا يَنْسَى. Allah does not forget anything. Nothing is hidden from Allah. Not for one millisecond is any creation of Allah concealed from the sight of Allah. So what does it mean? I will remember you when you remember me. Mufassirin break this down. They say it refers to this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where my master sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the words of Allah, in dhakarani fi nafsihi, dhakartuhu fi nafsi, make my zikr, make my zikr. Remember your Allah in solitude. Allah says, I will remember you in solitude. وَإِنْ ذَكَرَنِي فِي مَلَئٍ ذَكَرْتُهُ فِي مَلَئٍ خَيْرٍ مِّنْ. And when you will remember me loudly, when you will raise my name like today, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd, Kibriyai of Allah. My Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam planted this in the hearts of Sahaba. When they were introduced to Allah, no one described Allah, no one invited towards Allah, no one praised Allah like Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam praised Allah. He is the greatest ihsan of my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam upon every one of us. He introduced us to who is Allah. But not just so that we recognize Allah. Sahaba followed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to such an extent that not only did they desire to remember Allah, they wanted every human being on the surface of this earth to remember Allah. They didn't just want themselves to be connected to Allah. They wanted the whole world to be connected to Allah. This is why Allama Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah used to say, "Azamu zikr ad-dawatu ila Allah." The greatest zikr is to invite towards Allah. And this hadith, "In dhakarani fi mala'in, dhakartuhu fi mala'in khayrin min." If you will remember me in a gathering, Allah says, "I will remember you in a gathering better than that gathering." فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَاشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. The other verse of the Quran, which I recited in the beginning. لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ. Your Rabb called out. Allah announced. This is Allah's sunnat. وَلَنْ تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا وَلَنْ تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَحْوِيلًا تَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدَلًا لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ لَا تَبْدِيلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ كِتَابٌ أُحْكِمَتْ آيَاتُهُ ثُمَّ فُصِّلَتْ مِنْ لَدُنْ حَكِيمٍ خَبِيرٍ إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلٌ فَصْلٌ وَمَا هُوَ بِالْهَزْلِ. Allah never deviates from His sunnat. This is the sunnat of my Allah. لَئِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ. If you will make shukr, if you will be grateful, if you will fulfill the haq of shukr for my ni'mats upon you, Allah takes qasam, la azidannakum, I will continually increase these ni'mats and bounties upon you. Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu puts it beautifully, latter part of his saying, because I've run out of time. He said, lay yanqati'al mazidu min Allah hatta tanqati'a shukru min al-abd. Allah will never stop giving you more and more and more unless you stop making the shukr of Allah. Anbiya were commanded, Ibrahim alayhi salam, shakiran li an'ami. Nuh alayhi salam, dhurriyata man hamalna ma Nuh, innahu kana abadan shakura. Our master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, balillaha fa'bud wa kum min ash-shakirin, kum min ash-shakirin. O my Nabi, become amongst those who make the shukr of Allah. Anbiya were praised on this. And on this I will terminate. Our master, our mother Aisha, may all our lives be sacrificed upon her. The khidmat that she rendered, she opened up for us the domestic life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How he was in the home, what his night was. She says she would cry to see him standing in salah late at night, hatta tatawarrama qadama, until his mubarak feet would swell. Out of compassion, she said, Ya Rasulullah, why do you exert yourself like this? You are the beloved of Allah. Your past and future already forgiven. What is the need? Aisha, afala an akuna abadan shakura. Afala an akuna abadan shakura. Aisha, should I not make the shukr of my Allah? That Allah who took a yatim from the mountains of Makkah and made him Imamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen, should I not make his shukr? What was the practical demonstration of shukr? Aisha would describe the tahajjud salah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She said, "La tas'al an husnihinna wa tulihinna." Don't even ask how long it was, and don't even ask how beautiful it was. She says, at times his sajda would become so long that I would fear that he had passed away. Some ulama have written, she would go closer to investigate, and as she drew her ears closer to the Habib of Allah, with his head on the ground, late at night in Medina, with the darkness as a shelter and curtain over him, she would say that she could hear the sound coming from his heart, غَزِيرٌ كَغَزِيرِ الْمِرْجَلِ, the sound of a boiling kettle. Ya Rabbi Ummati Ummati. Ya Rabbi Ummati Ummati. Oh Allah my Ummat. Oh Allah my Ummat. Oh Allah my Ummat. اعملوا على داود شكرا وقليل من عبادي الشكور. Allah says, practically show me your shukr. Allah has given us a chain to tie his ni'mats and bounties upon us. That is the shukr of Allah. With sins we are breaking the chain of Allah's mercy and Allah's ni'mats and bounties upon us. Allah gave us Ramadan. Allah gave us Taraweeh. Allah gave us the Quran. Allah took our names out of the list of the Jahannamis. Allah forgave our sins. Allah opened the door of his mercy for us. The day of Eid has come. From the bottom of the heart, every one of us should make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these countless ni'mats and fulfill the haqq of shukr by the khair and the barakat of Ramadan permeating beyond Ramadan. Let us not show our shukr to our Allah in such a manner that tomorrow this masjid is empty. Show our shukr to Allah that Jummah Salah Majma, Fajr Salah Majma is the same. That is shukr. That is shukr to utilize the bounties which Allah Ta'ala has given us. And ulama say, by adopting perseverance beyond Ramadan, this is a sign that the rigors and the ibadat of Ramadan has been accepted by Allah Ta'ala. So one, we have to make shukr to Allah, and over and above that, let us not forget our brothers and sisters that are suffering in the four corners of the world. Take a few moments from the bottom of the heart to cry for them also, and to beg and supplicate before Allah for the help and ease to come upon them. They are in a cauldron which requires sabr. Allah has given us so much. We have to make shukr. Shukr itself is not something small. At-ta'imu shakir, kas-sa'imi sabir. Such a beautiful shariat our Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us. He said, a person who is eating and making shukr, Allah will give him the same reward as one who is fasting and making sabr. But shukr, utilize what Allah has given us in a manner that pleases Allah. Allah give us tawfiq. Eid Salah will take place now. Just very, very briefly, just by way of reminder, we will make niyat or intention. I am making 2 rakats wajib Eidul Fitr Salah. You don't have to articulate it, make the niyat in the heart, that's sufficient. With 6 extra wajib takbirs. Imam will say Allahu Akbar, that is takbir e tahrima, the first takbir. We will follow like normal, but we will drop our hands on the side. 3 times after that, the Imam will say Allahu Akbar, raise his hands till the ears and then drop it at the side. We will do the same. After the 3rd extra takbir, the Imam will tie his hands. We will also tie our hands and namaz will carry on like normal. At the end of the 2nd rakat, after the qiraat, before going into ruku, again the Imam will raise his hands 3 times and make 3 wajib takbirs. We will follow that. After each takbir, dropping our hands at the side. At the 4th takbir, he will say Allahu Akbar and go into ruku, and the salah will be completed as normal.
brother, request to please fully in the gaps and seat in the subs. There's a lot of space on your left hand side. Those brothers at the rear of the masjid, there's a lot of space on the left hand side. Please fill in the gap on the left hand side. Those that cannot find space at the back, there is space on the mezzanine level also. Brothers, please fill in the gaps on your left hand side of the masjid.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمدا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ومن أحسن قولا ممن دعا
إلى الله وعمل صالحا وقال إنني من المسلمين ولا تستوي الحسنة ولا السيئة ادفع بالتي هي أحسن فإذا الذي بينك وبينه عداوة كأنه ولي حميم وما يلقاها إلا الذين صبروا وما يلقاها إلا ذو حظ عظيم الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة
الله أكبر 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 لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعص الله ورسوله فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد أما بعد فاعلموا أن يومكم هذا يوم عيد وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لكل قوم عيد وهذا عيدنا الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا كان يوم عيدهم يعني يوم فطرهم باها بهم الملائكة فقال يا ملائكتي ما جزاء أجير وفى عمله؟ قالوا ربنا جزاؤه أن يوفى أجره. قال ملائكتي عبيدي وإمائي قضوا فريضتي عليهم ثم خرجوا يعجون إلى الدعاء، وعزتي وجلالي وكرمي وعلوي وارتفاع مكاني لأجيبنهم. فيقول ارجعوا قد غفرت لكم وبدلت سيئاتكم حسنات. قال فيرجعون مغفورا لهم. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر، الله أكبر ولله الحمد. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال فرض رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم زكاة الفطر صاعا من تمر أو صاعا من شعير، وأمر بها أن تؤدى قبل خروج الناس إلى الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر، الله أكبر ولله الحمد. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام من صام رمضان ثم أتبعه ستا من شوال كان كصيام الدهر. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر، الله أكبر ولله الحمد. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم، ونفعنا وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر، الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله أكبر الله أكبر، الله أكبر الله أكبر، الله أكبر الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر، الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر، الله أكبر ولله الحمد. أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة، من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد، ومن يعص الله ورسوله فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر، الله أكبر ولله الحمد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر، الله أكبر ولله الحمد. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان، وأقضاهم علي، وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة، والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة، وهمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله. اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا، رضي الله تعالى عنهم وعن كل الصحابة أجمعين. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير أمتي قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم، ثم الذين يلونهم. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. وقال تعالى: فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم لك الحمد كله، ولك الشكر كله، ولك الملك كله، بيدك الخير كله، علانيته وسره، لك الحمد على نعمة الإيمان، ولك الحمد على نعمة الإسلام، ولك الحمد على نعمة الزوجات، ولك الحمد على نعمة الأولاد، لك الحمد على نعمك الكثيرة وآلائك الجثيمة، لك الحمد على أن جعلتنا من خير أمة أخرجت للناس، لك الحمد يا ربنا حتى ترضى، ولك الحمد إذا رضيت، ولك الحمد بعد الرضا. سبحان الذي تعطف بالعز وقال به، سبحان الذي لبس المجد وتكرم به، سبحان الذي لا ينبغي التسبيح إلا له، سبحان من أحصى كل شيء بعلمه، سبحان ذي الفضل والطول، سبحان ذي المن والنعم، سبحان ذي المجد والكرم، سبحان ذي الجلال والإكرام. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك، أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد في الليل إذا يغشى، وصل على محمد في النهار إذا تجلى. اللهم صل على محمد أبد الآبدين، وصل على محمد دهر الداهرين. اللهم صل على محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون، وكلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون. جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. اللهم إنا ندعوك الله، وندعوك الرحمن، وندعوك البر الرحيم، وندعوك بأسمائك الحسنى كلها، ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم، أن تغفر لنا وترحمنا. لا إله إلا أنت، سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا، ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا، وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به، واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. Oh my Allah, Oh my most merciful, Oh my most kind, My most compassionate Allah. Oh my Allah, You have written on Your arsh, Inna rahmati sabaqat ghadabi. Oh my Allah, Your sifat are Rahman, Rahim, Hannan, Mannan, Dayan, interspersed throughout Your Quran. You have repeated this quality of Yours, Rahman, Rahim, the compassionate, the kind, the merciful. Oh my Allah, Your ni'mats and Your bounties are raining down upon us. If there is any shortage, it is our lack of expressing our gratitude to You, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the least requirement of Your bounties upon us was that we should have utilized it to please You, Ya Allah. You didn't give us eyes to look at the daughters of others. You didn't give us ears to listen to haram music, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, You didn't give us the hands and feet to oppress others, Ya Allah. You didn't give us this tongue so that it becomes a sword that inflicts hurt upon others, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, every second countless of Your bounties are raining down upon us. Instead of expressing our gratitude in every possible way, we have shown our dushmani and our adawat with You, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, You commanded us, we disobeyed You. You commanded us to lower our gazes, we raised our gazes. You commanded us to fill the masjids, we emptied the masjids, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, on this Mubarak day of Eid, Ya Allah, just after this Mubarak month of Ramadan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, such opportunities You gave us in Ramadan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, You opened the doors of Your mercy, Ya Allah. We have this hope in our hearts that we are counted amongst those whose names have been removed from the list of the Jahannamis in this month of Ramadan. We have this hope in our hearts, Ya Allah, that we are amongst those that You have made their maghfirat in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, on this day of Eid, this majma is stretching its hand out to You, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, it is a time of great difficulty and hardship that has afflicted the ummah of Your Habib, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whichever direction we turn, Ya Allah, etched onto our minds and on our hearts are the images of the bombed out, dilapidated ruins of the homes of this ummah, Ya Allah. Our sisters, Ya Allah, and our mothers, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they clothe their children with white clothing. They send them to school and madrasa. Ya Allah, by the end of the day, what they receive back are the blood-stained clothing of those same children, Ya Allah. Etched on our minds and our hearts are the images of our sisters draped, covered with cloaks, Ya Allah, holding the lifeless bodies of the little babies shrouded in the cloth of the kafan, Ya Allah. Not just in hundreds, in thousands, Ya Allah. The youth of this ummah are being deprived of their youth, Ya Allah. Those little babies will not even see adulthood, Ya Allah. Etched on our minds and our hearts, Ya Allah, with the pictures of the refugee camps, Ya Allah. With 10, 15, 20 members of one family living in a tent with basic amenities deprived, Ya Allah. The Pharaoh of the time of Musa alayhi salam slaughtered thousands of the young children of the Bani Israel. Ya Allah, the Pharaohs of today, the rope You have given them, my Allah, the rope You have given them, they are slaughtering hundreds and thousands of the babies of this ummah, Ya Allah. It is our iman, Ya Allah. You will not make zulm on anyone, Ya Allah. Whatever hukam of Yours is there, it is absolute justice, Ya Allah. It is absolute justice, Ya Allah. No doubt it is our sins. No doubt it is our transgressions, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but we are the weak section of the ummah of Your Habib, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You
have promised in your Quran, وَكَانَ حَقًّا عَلَيْنَا نَصْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. You have promised in your Quran, لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. You have promised in your Quran, فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. Oh my Allah, your promises are haq, your Quran is haq, we have iman upon it. But ya Allah, you have made the condition, iman and amal saliha. And we are bereft of that, ya Allah. We try to better ourselves. Humne achhe banne ki bahut koshish kiya mere malik, lekin hum nahi ban sake. Most of the life is already gone, ya Allah. We are in the autumn and winter of our lives. Still we haven't found the sweetness of your taluk, ya Allah. Still our tongues take your name and we don't feel the sweetness. Still our hearts are not beating with your love, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we don't want to die in this condition. Where are we going to bring those pious slaves of yours that when they raise their hands, their call reaches your arsh, ya Allah? There's no Abu Bakr and Umar amongst us. There's no Osman and Ali amongst us, ya Allah. Ya Allah, it is us broken ones, ya Allah. Ya Allah, the Sahaba of your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they saw Quran coming down, they saw Wahi coming down, they saw the Mubarak face of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, all we have seen is shamelessness and nakedness, ya Allah. This dirty, filthy environment is like a steel wall in front of us. Every time we are taking one step towards you, we are going 20 steps backwards, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you can hear what we are saying to you, ya Allah. You are seeing our condition, ya Allah. You know our secrets, you know what is apparent, ya Allah. There's nothing of our condition that we can hide from you, ya Allah. We have seen the example in this world. A little child makes the mother angry, goes to the mother, sits on the lap, the mother pushes the child away. Child comes back, still she pushes away. Child comes back, eventually her heart melts, ya Allah. Ya Allah, she is made of sand and water, ya Allah, yet her heart melted. Ya Allah, you are free of tasurat. You love us more than our mothers, ya Allah. There is no other door. There's nowhere else we can turn, ya Allah. This ummah is being crushed by the Firauns of today, ya Allah. Ya Allah, no doubt it is our sins, ya Allah. But we are weak, ya Allah. There's nothing we can present to you. All we present to you are the tears of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He couldn't bear the sound of a child crying. He would shorten his salah, ya Allah. Ya Allah, what must be happening to that park ruin, Madina Munawara, when the condition of his ummah is presented to him? On this Mubarak day of Eid, ya Allah, on the behalf of this entire majma, ya Allah, with our hands raised up towards you, with our begging bowls in our hands, ya Allah, on behalf of the entire ummah, we are begging you, ya Allah, forgive our sins, ya Allah. Forgive the sins of the day, the night, the sins we have committed openly, secretly. Every type of sin is there, ya Allah. Ya Allah, change the conditions, change the conditions. Give the Firauns of today hidayat, otherwise remove them from the surface of the earth, ya Allah. Ya Allah, open the doors of hidayat. Give America, Asia, Europe, Africa, China, ya Allah, like ants, this humanity is going towards Jahannam. If they die now, they are going forever and ever in Jahannam, ya Allah. No doubt, ya Allah, we fail to convey the message to them. We fail to show them the legacy of mercy of our master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, ya Allah, we are beseeching you, ya Allah. There will be no shortage in your treasure. Your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam become so happy, ya Allah. Open the doors of hidayat, ya Allah. Bring us back to the masjid, ya Allah. Accept us for the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, the capabilities of the ummah that have been wasted in the pursuit of dunya, forgive us for that khiyanat, ya Allah. The life and wealth you gave us to utilize it for your deen, ya Allah. Inspire us to have the jazbah of sahaba, ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept our wealth and our lives for the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bring the ummah back to the masjid, ya Allah. Open the doors of hidayat, ya Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse our hearts of hatred, malice, jealousy. Ya Allah, those people whose rights we have transgressed, Ya Allah, give them the, inspire them to forgive us, Ya Allah. Those financial obligations that we have, give us the tawfiq to fulfill that, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let our earnings be halal, Ya Allah. Save us from haram. Save us from haram. Save us from haram. Give us your love. The love of Rasul Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The love of Quran. The love of tilawat. The love of zikr, Ya Allah. The love of fasting, Ya Allah. The love of your obedience, Ya Allah. Fill our hearts with hatred for your disobedience. Fill our heart with hatred for haram, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept us, Ya Allah. Accept our families, Ya Allah. Protect the muqaddasat of the ummah, Haramain Sharifain. Protect Aqsa. Protect Aqsa. Protect Aqsa, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the institutions of deen, wherever they are, khankas, madaris, Ya Allah, what marakis, wherever they are, Ya Allah, protect them, take them from strength to strength, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, it is already the winter of our life, Ya Allah. That inevitable moment of departure is drawing inexorably nearer. Ya Allah, you know our condition, Ya Allah. If we die in this condition, how are we going to face you, Ya Allah? Ya Allah, let the last day of our life be the best day of our life. Give us husn-e khatima, Ya Allah. Let us die with the kalima on our lips, Ya Allah. Save us from the azab of qabr, Ya Allah. Our brothers and sisters that have passed away, that are mubtala in azab of qabr, remove the azab of qabr. Make their qabrs gardens from the gardens of Jannah. Do not make it puts from the puts of Jahannam. Ya Allah, we have heard in Quran, we have heard from the lips of our master, Sadiqul Bashir Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that the day is coming, Jannat will be brought near, Jahannam will be brought near. Your caller will say, وَامْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. The mujrimeen must go on one side. On that day you will be giving shade underneath your arsh to the Anbiya, to the Sahaba, to the Awliya, to the Atqiya, to the Mujahideen. Tere izzat ki qasam. We are not from amongst them, Ya Allah. We are not from amongst them. Every hair of our body underneath it is a gutter of disobedience. A munafiq, Ya Allah. Gunao medubra. We are drowning in our sins, Ya Allah. We are not amongst your chosen ones. But we are begging you on this Mubarak day of Eid. We are begging your malaika to intercede on our behalf, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us also space underneath your arsh, Ya Allah. Right at the back, Ya Allah. Right at the back. Bilkul piche, mere Mola. Bilkul piche. Lekin hame bhi jagah de de, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us Jame Kosar from the hands of Rasulullah. Let us cross the Sirat with the speed of lightning. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the hair on our body stands, Ya Allah. In your Quran you have described Jahannam, Ya Allah. Min warai Jahannam. Wa yusqa min ma'in sadid. Yatajarrahu. Wa la yakadu yusihu. Wa yatihi al-maut min kulli makan. وما هو بميت ومن ورائه عذاب غليظ. يا الله يا ميرے پیارے اللہ يا ميرے مالک اللہ يا ميرے رحمان رحیم اللہ يا ميرے رحمان رحیم اللہ. We won't be able to bear the azab, Ya Allah. We won't be able to bear the on this day, Ya Allah. Make your malaika witness, Ya Allah. Save us from Jahannam. Save us from Jahannam. Save our families, Ya Allah. Save the entire ummah of Rasulullah. Grant us Jannatul Firdaus. Grant us Jannatul Firdaus. Grant us Jannatul Firdaus. Grant us Jannatul Firdaus. Ya Allah, our parents, we will never be able to repay them. Rabbi irhamhuma kama rabbayana saghira. All those of us for du'as, who are mutawakki of du'as. Awa asatiza ikram, awa elders, awa kabirin, Ya Allah. All those who have done ihsan upon us, or who we have wronged in any way, Ya Allah. Fulfill all their jaiz hajat, Ya Allah. Accept their du'as, Ya Allah. Remove their parishanis and difficulties, Ya Allah. Those that have passed away, fill the qabr with noor, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, this is the day the door of your mercy is opened, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ramadan has come and gone, Ya Allah. Whatever little we did, accept it, Ya Allah. Give us istiqamat. Grant us istiqamat. Grant us istiqamat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let it not be that the hilal of Eid was sighted and then again we have gone back to what we were doing before, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let there be change, Ya Allah. Grant us tawbah and nasuha, Ya Allah. The hearts are in your control. Let the khair and barakat of Ramadan permeate beyond Ramadan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, change the condition of the ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, open the doors of your mercy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, open the doors of your mercy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have said in your Quran, Wa amma sa'il fala tanhar. Don't turn the beggar away. Tere izzat ki qasam. Tere izzat ki qasam. Hum bikari hai, Ya Allah. We are beggars, Ya Allah. We are beggars. We are beggars. There's no other door. There's no one else we can turn to, Ya Allah. It is only you, Ya Allah. It is only you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, your malaika are present. We are asking them also. Intercede on our behalf, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, ek dafa, one time, Ya Allah, one time, Ya Allah. Say to Jibreel, say to your malaika, I have forgiven them. Marakam panchayka. La taruddana khaybi, la taruddana khaybi. Beshak hum munafiq, beshak hum riyakar hai, lekin hum kamzor hai, Ya Allah. Humne bahut koshish kiya, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept us. Don't turn us away any empty-handed. Allahumma inna nasaluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minu abduka wa rasuluk Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min kulli sharri ma sta'adaka minu abduka wa rasuluk Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Antal musta'an wa alayka al-balag wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi Sayyidina wa muta'ana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Alhamdulillah.